شرور أنفسنا أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، in our last discussion from this book of Al-Ubudiyya by Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, we went over the statement of Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahimahullah, in which he mentioned that فنازعت أقدار الحق بالحق للحق. فنازعت السلام عليكم. فنازعت أقدار الحق بالحق للحق. السلام عليكم. So I struggled against the أقدار, يعني the decrees of الحق الله عز وجل, بالحق by him سبحانه وتعالى, للحق for his pleasure, الحق. That's where we got, and now we continue inshallah in the discussion. He says after that, والذي ذكره الشيخ رحمه الله هو الذي أمر الله به ورسوله, which means what الشيخ, which means Shaykh Abdul Qadir رحمه الله mentioned, is that with which Allah commanded and his messenger as well. لكن كثير من الرجال غلطوا فيه فإنهم, I think we already have covered some of this, so inshallah it's a repetition. ولكن كثيرا من الرجال غلطوا فيه فإنهم قد يشهدون ما يقدر على أحدهم من المعاصي والذنوب أو ما يقدر على الناس من ذلك بل من الكفر. يعني many people have made a mistake or misunderstood this. They look at what happens or what is decreed of sins, what's decreed upon one of them of sins and acts of disobedience, أو ما يقدر على الناس من ذلك, or what is decreed for other people of that, بل ومن الكفر, but and even of disbelief, ويشهدون أن هذا جار بمشيئة الله وقضائه وقدره داخل في حكم ربوبيته ومقتضى مشيئته. يعني يعني يقرون أن هذا, أن كل هذه الأمور هي في حكم ربوبية الله عز وجل وهي تحت مشيئته, فيظنون الاستسلام لذلك وموافقته والرضا به ونحو ذلك دينا وطريقا وعبادة. يعني يظنون الاستسلام للذنوب والمعاصي هو من الدين وهو من عبادة الله عز وجل. So they think that they realize that this is part of the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jalla, of his creation, but they think that for one to submit to that, to accept this without any attempt to change, this is part of the deen and of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. فيضاهئون المشركين, يعني يكون قولهم بهذا وظنهم بهذا مثل قول المشركين الذين قالوا لو شاء الله ما أشركنا ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء. فيضاهئون المشركين, so they resemble by that the disbelievers, the pagans, who say, as Allah describes them, what means, if Allah willed, we would not have committed shirk, nor would our fathers have, and we would not have prohibited anything without His permission. فينسبون, يعني المشركون, هؤلاء المشركون نسبوا المعصية لله عز وجل, لمشيئة الله, يعني إن خالف أمر الله يقولون هذا الله هو الذي أمرنا بهذا. So they, those disbelievers, they attribute their sinning and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقالوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه. يعني أيضا ينسبون تقصيرهم في الإطعام وفي الإنفاق إلى الله عز وجل، فيقولون أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه. So they attribute their lack of giving in the way of Allah to Allah. They say, should we feed those whom, if Allah willed, He would have fed? And they said, وَلَوْ شَاءَ الرَّحْمَنُ مَا عَبَدْنَاهُمْ. If Ar-Rahman, Allah willed, we would not have worshipped them. That is the other gods. So again, they attribute their shirk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يعني ينسبون الشرك الظاهر منهم إلى الله عز وجل. وَلَوْ هُدُوا. يعني وهذا من أعظم الكفر، يعني أن ينسب المرء الكافر كفره إلى الله عز وجل. يعني يقول أن الله هو الذي أجبره على الكفر. So it's one of the greatest acts of atrocity toward Allah that one would attribute his kufr, his disobedience, his disbelief to Allah. And he will say, if Allah willed, I would not have been a disbeliever, but Allah wants me to be like this. وَلَوْ هُدُوا لَعَلِمُوا أَنَّ الْقَدَرَ أُمِرْنَا أَنْ نَرْضَى بِهِ وَنَصْبِرْ عَلَى مُوجَبِهِ فِي الْمَصَائِبِ الَّتِي تُصِيبُنَا كَالْفَقْرِ وَالْمَرَضِ وَالْخَوْفِ. لو هدوا، يعني هذا الذي يصبر عليه المرء من أمور القدر، التي هي الأمور التي لا يد له فيها، التي هي المصائب من مرض وفقر وخوف وغير ذلك من الأمور. So had they been guided, they would have realized and understood that the qadr, that we are required to submit to it, as which is one of the six pillars of faith, it is that we should accept and submit to Allah Azza wa Jal in regard to the calamities that occur to us, like poverty, sickness, fear of, you know, of something of a great or severe problem or something like that. So this is what we are required to submit to it and to show our submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى ما أصاب مصيبة إلا بإذن الله ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. Which means whatever has occurred of disasters, it is only by the permission of Allah. And whoever believes in Allah, Allah will guide his heart. So here Allah declares that the disasters are from Him. Doesn't mean that the other things are not from Him. The sins are not from Him, because Allah creates everything. Allah خالق كل شيء. ولكن الله عز وجل يعني خيرنا في قضية المعاصي والطاعات، فلا يجوز أن ننسب تقصيرنا فيها إلى الله عز وجل. يعني الله عز وجل has given us the choice in regard to the sins, sinning or obedience, and we cannot attribute to Allah our shortcoming in regard to following His orders. قال بعض السلف، يعني بالنسبة لهذه الآية ما أصاب مصيبة إلا بإذن الله، قال هو الرجل، وهذا بعض السلف هو علقمة فيما أخرجه عنه عبد ابن حميد وابن المنذر والبيهقي في شعب الإيمان، قال هو الرجل تصيبه المصيبة فيعلم أنها من عند الله فيرضى ويسلم. ما أصاب مصيبة إلا بإذن الله. قال علقمة هو الرجل تصيبه المصيبة فيعلم أنها من الله فيرضى ويسلم. He said, Alqama said in regard to the meaning of this ayah, he said, it refers to a person who is hit by a disaster and knows or understands that it is from Allah, so he accepts and submits to that. He does not rebel against the command of Allah. وقال تعالى ما أصاب مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم. Whatever sins, sin occurs on earth or in yourselves, that is for you, hits you directly, it is in a record before we make it happen. That is easy for Allah Azza wa Jal to That is easy for Allah to know everything that will happen. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, so that you will not regret for what you have missed. That is, somebody would say, had I not been in that place, this disaster would not have happened to me, or have I not done such and such, or have I taken such and such precaution, it would not have happened. So don't regret what happened of disasters, because it's all recorded by Allah Azza wa Jal. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ, and also so that you would not be overjoyed by whatever Allah Azza wa Jal gives you of the possessions of this life, because that also is something decreed by him and it's a test from him. وَفِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنَّهُ قَالَ احْتَجَّ آدَمُ وَمُوسَى فَقَالَ مُوسَى, يعني هذا الحديث يسيء كثير من الناس فهمه. احْتَجَّ آدم وموسى فقال موسى أنت آدم الذي خلقك الله بيده ونفخ فيك من روحه وأسجد لك ملائكته وعلمك أسماء كل شيء, فلماذا أخرجتنا ونفسك من الجنة؟ فقال آدم أنت موسى الذي اصطفاك الله برسالاته وبكلامه, فهل وجدت ذلك مكتوبا علي قبل أن أخلق؟ قال نعم. قال فحج آدم موسى, فحج آدم موسى أي غلبه في الحجة.
اللهم صل على النبي ولعل الله يتخلص.
So the meaning of this hadith in Bukhari and Muslim is that Adam argued and Musa argued or had some kind of debate between each other, and when this happened, Allahu Alam, it could be in the Hayat, in the life of Al-Barzakh, or it could be at the time, which is most probably, or it could be, as we know, that Prophet ﷺ saw all the prophets when he, during Isra, or it could be later on at the time of resurrection that this will happen. But nonetheless, this happened or will happen, that احتجَ آدم وموسى, Adam and Musa debated. فقال موسى, said to Adam, you are Adam, the one whom Allah created you with his hand, and he breathed into you from his spirit, that is, he commanded Jibreel to go and breathe into you by his command, وَأَسْجَدَ لَكَ مَلَائِكَةَ, and made your angels, or command your angel, his angels, to prostrate themselves in front of you, وَعَلَّمَكَ أَسْمَاءَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and he taught you the names of everything. Why did you then take us out, drive us away from the Jannah and yourself? فَلِمَاذَا أَخْرَجْتَنَا وَنَفْسَكَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, فَقَالَ آدَمُ, Adam responded by saying, you are Musa, that Allah has chosen you and favored you with his messages and his words, as Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, يَا مُوسَى إِنِّي اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِي وَبِكَلَامِي فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ, O Musa, I have chosen you over people with my messages and with my words. So here he is saying the same. Allah has chosen you with his messages and his words. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتَ ذَلِكَ مَكْتُوبًا عَلَيَّ قَبْلَ أَنْ أُخْلَقَ, didn't you find that this, that is in the revelation that came to you, that this was decreed upon me or written for me before I was created? قَالَ نَعَمْ, he said yes. فَحَجَّ آدَمُ مُوسَى, so Adam by this has overcame or overpowered Musa with his evidence or with his hujjah, that in this debate, yeah. So he was the one who won the debate with Musa, because he gave him an answer that he could not reject. وآدم عليه السلام, now this is where the people make mistake, يعني هنا موضع الخطأ عند الناس. آدم عليه السلام لم يحتج على موسى بالقدر ظنا أن المذنب يحتج بالقدر, فإن هذا لا يقوله مسلم ولا عاقل. يعني آدم عليه السلام, he did not provide an evidence for موسى, his evidence was not, or his point was not القدر, the decree of Allah, thinking that the one who commits sins can use al-qadr as his evidence, excuse, or as his excuse. He cannot. He did not use the qadr as his excuse, Adam, because, and this is something that no Muslim would say it. No Muslim or a person with intelligence could say such a thing, that it is because of al-qadr I committed this sin. Okay. آدم لم يحتج على موسى بالقدر ظنا أن المذنب يحتج بالقدر وإلا يعني كان أي واحد يرتكب ذنب يقول الله قدره عليه. So otherwise anyone who commits a sin would say Allah has decreed it for me, as you heard the disbelievers say, لو شاء الله ما أشركنا ولا آباؤنا. They said, if Allah will, we would not have committed shirk, neither would our fathers. So this is a great injustice. ما عبدناهم. If Ar-Rahman willed, we would not have worshipped those other idols, those other gods. فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَا يَقُولُهُ مُسْلِمٌ وَلَا عَاقِلٌ. This cannot be said by a Muslim or by an intelligent person. وَلَوْ كَانَ هَذَا عُذْرًا لَكَانَ عُذْرًا لِإِبْلِيسِ. If this was an acceptable excuse, then Iblis would have taken this excuse as well. وَقَوْمِ نُوحٍ. Also the people of Nuh. وَقَوْمِ هُودٍ. And the people of Hud. وَكُلِّ كَافِرٍ. And every disbeliever would have used the same excuse to justify his disobedience to Allah. وَلَا مُوسَى. Also, يعني يقول آدم لم يحتج على موسى بالقدر. وَلَا مُوسَى لَامَ آدَمَ أَيْضًا لِأَجْلِ الذَّنْبِ. Also, Musa in this hadith is not blaming Musa is not blaming Adam because he committed this sin. فَإِنَّ آدَمَ قَدْ تَابَ إِلَى رَبِّهِ فَاجْتَبَاهُ وَهْدَاهُ. يعني لا يمكن لموسى أن يلوم آدم على ذنب قد غفره الله له. موسى لام ولا موسى لام آدم أيضا لأجل الذنب. فإنّ آدم قد تاب إلى ربه فاجتباه وهداه. So Musa was not blaming Adam because of his sin, because Adam has repented to Allah and Allah accepted his repentance and guided him. ولكن لامه لأجل المصيبة التي لحقتهم بالخطيئة. Rather, he was blaming him because of the disaster that followed committing this sin. Because when he committed this sin, what happened? قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal said, descend from Al-Jannah. بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ, and you are enemies for of each other. So that was the disaster that caused people to live on earth in hardship and misery until يوم الدين, until the day of resurrection. Musa is not blaming him because of his sin, because it was forgiven, but he is blaming him because of the disaster that followed the sin, that resulted from the sin. ولهذا قال فلماذا أخرجتنا ونفسك من الجنة. So why did you take us and yourself out of Jannah? So that he did not say لماذا عصيت الله عز وجل. ما قال هذا لماذا عصيت الله.
لا.
قال لماذا أخرجتنا ونفسك من الجنة. So he didn't say why did you disobey Allah. No, he said why did you take us and yourself out of Jannah. يعني لماذا يعني فعلت ما أدى إلى هذه المصيبة التي لحقت بذريتك. فأجابه آدم. So Adam was responding by saying إن هذا كان مكتوبا علي قبل أن أخلق. Adam answered by saying this was decreed upon me before I was created. So he told him that al-musiba, the disaster, was decreed before my creation. Okay.
Not the sin.
No, the sin too was decreed, but he did not make the decree as an excuse for the sin. The decree al-qadr ليس هو يعني عذر لكي يعصي المرء الله عز وجل.
قال إنه كان مكتوبا عليه.
يعني مكتوبا عليه. أي نعم. قدر عليه أنه يخرج من الجنة. أنه تصيبه هذه المصيبة وذريته. So what was prescribed, even though the sin was prescribed as well, but he cannot take this prescription or the decree as an excuse to commit the sin. Because as we said, you know, we read this in detail, we discovered this in detail last time, that you know, a believer cannot take the qadar as an excuse. Cannot take the qadar as an excuse. This is only the way of the disbelievers. Yeah, that also. So, yeah, exactly. فقوله فلماذا أخشت نفسك من الجنة فأجابه آدم إن هذا كان مكتوبا علي قبل أن أخلق. هنا في التعليق يقول الحلبي ولم يقل لماذا خالفت الأمر، والناس مأمورون عند المصائب التي تصيبهم بأفعال الناس أو بغير أفعالهم بالتسليم للقدر وشهود الربوبية، كما قال المصنف في رسالته الاحتجاج بالقدر التي بناها على شرح هذا الحديث. يعني ابن تيمية رحمه الله عنده رسالة، ابن تيمية has a booklet called الاحتجاج بالقدر، called justifying your sins, the sins by القدر. And in that booklet هي شرح لهذا الحديث، شرح حديث آدم وموسى، يعني it's a description, an explanation of this hadith. So يقول فكان العمل والمصيبة المترب sorry I didn't probably translate what he said in that other booklet. He said ولم يقل لماذا خلفت الأمر، that is he did not tell him, Musa did not tell Adam why did you disobey the command. And the people are commanded when the sins happen to them, or because of the actions of the people, or without the actions of the people, to submit to al-qadr and to accept, to admit, or to accede to the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that this is all by His creation, Subhanahu wa Taala. فكان العمل والمصيبة المترتبة عليه مقدرة. فكان العمل والمصيبة المترتبة عليه مقدرة. يعني هذا الجواب سؤالك. العمل اللي هو المعصية والمصيبة المترتبة عليه كله بقدر الله عز وجل. The action and the disaster that resulted from it, all of it has been decreed by Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وما قدر من المصائب يجب الاستسلام له فإنه من تمام الرضا بالله ربا. As for what has been decreed of sins, we must submit to them, or one must submit to them, because this is part of the complete acceptance of Allah as being the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of everything. وأما الذنوب فليس للعبد أن يذنب. As for the sins, the person is not supposed to commit sins. فليس للعبد أن يذنب. وإذا أذنب فعليه أن يستغفر ويتوب. And if he committed, or when he commits a sin, he must seek forgiveness from Allah and repent to Him. فيتوب من المعائب ويصبر على المصائب. فيتوب من المعائب ويصبر على المصائب. يعني كل إنسان مطالب أن يتوب من المعائب، أي من الذنوب، وأن يصبر على المصائب. Every person is required to repent from the evil actions that he commits and to be patient in the face of the calamities. قال تعالى فاصبر إن وعد الله حق واستغفر لذنبك. فاصبر be patient, be steadfast, verily the promise of Allah is true, and seek forgiveness for your sins. وقال تعالى so he commanded him with two things, صبر and استغفار. صبر, patience for the disasters and hardships, and استغفار, seeking forgiveness for sins. وقال تعالى وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا. وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا. If you are steadfast and have taqwa, then their planning or plotting will not harm you in the least bit. So sabr is he tells them that if you exercise two things, sabr, being patient, and taqwa, which means avoid disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the two required things, that in the case of disasters and hardships, one exercises sabr, patience, and in the case of sins, one exercises taqwa, so that he would not commit them, and if he did commit them, he would ask Allah for forgiveness. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا, then their plotting will not harm you. And he says, وَقَالْ وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. فَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, same thing, تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ, that indeed is among the firmness of matter, that is a position of firmness and strength in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال يوسف عليه السلام إنه من يتقي ويصبر, the same two things, whoever exercises taqwa and sabr, فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين, then verily Allah does not waste the reward of those who do good. سلام الله عليه. So this, the person who exercises taqwa and sabr, he is muhsin, he has done ihsan, he has done well, and he deserves the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, it's almost half an hour. Now after this, you know, this mostly has been like an introduction to the book of Ubudiyyah, and even though he has gotten into the subject now, deep into the subject, so now the next thing is a chapter or a discussion of the obligation to enjoin what is good. So he continues by saying, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah continues by saying, وَكَذَلِكَ ذُنُوبُ الْعِبَادِ يَجِبُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ فِيهَا أَنْ يَأْمُرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ بِحَسَبِ قُدْرَتِهِ وَيُجَاهِدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الْكُفَّارَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَيُوَالِي أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ وَيُعَادِي أَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ ويحب في الله ويبغض في الله كما قال تعالى. So he says, thus, in regard to the sins of al-ibad, of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يجب على العبد فيها يأمر المعروف وينهى عن المنكر بحسب قدرته. The abd, the person, is required in regard to them to command what is good, or to enjoy what is good, and to forbid what is wrong, بحسب قدرته, in accordance with his ability. In accordance with his ability. يعني كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده, فمن لم يستطع فبلسانه, فمن لم يستطع فبقلبه. يعني على حسب القدرة. So whoever sees a munkar, an evil, let him change it with his hand if he cannot, with his tongue, if he cannot, with his hand, with his tongue, if he cannot, then with his heart, and this is the least of iman. So it depends on the ability. Changing the evil depends on the ability, which level you take. بحسب قدرته ويجاهد في سبيل الله الكفار والمنافقين, and the person, the believing person, the abd, the servant of Allah, is required to make jihad, strive in the, for the cause of Allah against the disbelievers and the hypocrites. وهذا من تغيير المنكر, يعني جهاد الكفار والمنافقين هو من تغيير المنكر. This is part of enjoining, changing the evil, to fight and strive against the disbelievers and the hypocrites. ويوالي أولياء الله, and he should befriend the friends or the allies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُعَادِ أَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ, and he should declare, or at least realize the hatred and enmity against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُحِبَّ فِي اللَّهِ وَيُبْغِضَ فِي اللَّهِ, he should love for the sake of Allah and hate for the sake of Allah. That is love what Allah, what he knows that Allah loves, and hate what Allah, he knows that Allah hates. كما قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء تلقون إليهم بالمودة وقد كفروا بما جاءكم من الحق يخرجون الرسول وإياكم. الله, شوف إذا في تفسير هذا translation ترى طويلة يعني. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء تلقون إليهم بالمودة وقد كفروا بما جاءكم من الحق يخرجون الرسول وإياكم أن تؤمنوا بالله ربكم إن كنتم خرجتم جهادا في سبيلي وابتغاء مرضاتي تسرون إليهم بالمودة وأنا أعلم بما أخفيتم. بالسوء وودوا لو تكفرون لن تنفعكم أرحامكم ولا أولادكم يوم القيامة يفصل بينكم والله بما تعملون بصير. قد كانت لكم أسوة حسنة في إبراهيم والذين معه إذ قالوا لقومهم إنا براء منكم ومما تعبدون من دون الله كفرنا بكم وبدا بيننا وبينكم العداوة والبغضاء أبدا حتى تؤمنوا بالله وحده. The first four ayat of Surah Al-Mumtahina, and the meaning of which, O you who believe, do not take my enemies and yours as friends or protectors, offering them your love. تلقون إليهم بالمودة, even though they have rejected the truth that has come to you. Even though they have rejected the truth that have come to you. That reminds us of what happened last Friday after Khutbah, right? After Jummah. Even though they have rejected the truth that has come to you, and have, on the contrary, driven out the messenger and yourselves from your homes, simply because you believe in Allah, your Lord. If you have come out to strive in my way and to seek my good pleasure, showing friendship unto them in secret. That is, do not do that. Do not take my enemies and your enemies as friends, showing friendship to them when you have come out in my way. That is, if you are truly doing what you are doing, making hijrah for the sake, for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving in His cause, in His way, and then how can you take His enemies as your friends? And they disbelieve in what? In the truth that has come to you, and they try their best to drive you and the messenger away, out of your houses. تُسِرُّونَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْمَوَدَّةِ, showing friendship unto them, showing friendship and love unto them in secret. وَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ بِمَا أَخْفَيْتُ وَمَا أَعْلَنْتُمْ, and I know very well what you declare and what you hide, what you hide and what you declare, that which you conceal and that which you reveal. And any of you that does this has strayed from the straight path. وَمَا يَفْعَلُهُ مِنْكُمْ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. يعني العجيب بالأمر أنك ترى هؤلاء القوم يعني يلقون بالمودة إلى الكفار أكثر من مودتهم المسلمين. يعني the strange thing you find, such people they display more love and friendship towards the disbelievers than they do towards the believers, subhanAllah. And they always say this is for the sake of Islam. You have to have a wide vision, you have to have good understanding, modern understanding of things, and so on. طيب إن يثقفوكم يكون لكم أعداء ويبسطوا إليكم أيديهم وألسنتهم بالسوء وودوا لو تكفرون. إن يثقفوكم, أي if they overcome you, they would behave to you as enemies. We see that, you know, whenever the disbelievers have the chance to harm the Muslims, to kill them, to do any kind of revenge against them or whatever, they will do it, and they do it all the time. If they overcome you, they would behave to you as enemies and stretch forth their hands and their tongues against you for evil. وَيَبْسُطُ إِلَيْهِمْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ وَأَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَوَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ, and they desire that you would reject the truth. As Allah tells us, وَلَا أَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Nor the Jews, neither the Jews nor the Christian will be pleased with you unless you follow their creed, their religion. So never expect that they will be pleased with lesser than that, unless Allah is wrong in what he said, unless Allah doesn't know what he's talking about. And here he says it again, وَوَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ, they wish that you would disbelieve. لَن تَنْفَعَكُمْ أَرْحَامُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَكُمْ اللَّهِ مَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Neither you will, neither your relatives or your relationships nor your children will benefit you, will be a profit to you on the day of judgment. That is, don't say these disbelievers are, we have relationship with them, we have friendship, we have some of them are our children, our relatives and so on, this will not benefit you. All these ties will be severed, will be cut on the day of judgment. He will judge between you on the day of judgment, for Allah sees well all that you do. وَاللَّهِ مَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. Which means there is for you an excellent, there is an excellent example for you to follow, in whom, in Ibrahim عليه السلام, and those who believed with him, who were with him, yani his followers, when they said to their people, we are clear of you, we disown you, we have nothing to do with you. كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا. And we disown you, and whatever you worship beside Allah, we have rejected you, and there has arisen between us and you enmity and hatred forever unless you believe in Allah alone. حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. So that is the only meeting point, that you believe in Allah alone, otherwise we are enemies, we hate you, there is a hatred between you and us. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, that one was in Surah Al-Mumtahina, here is the end of Surah Al-Mujadala. قال تعالى لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه. And somebody this Jum'ah, maybe need to give the khutbah on these two sets of ayat explaining them. Yeah. قال تعالى لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يودون من حاد الله ورسوله. You will never find a people who believe in Allah and the last day who would befriend those who hate Allah and his messenger. You will not find any people who believe in Allah and the last day loving those who oppose Allah and his messenger, even if they should be their fathers or their sons or their brothers or their kindred. For such, يعني لهؤلاء, for such أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان, he has written faith in their hearts. And this is a great description from Allah Azza wa Jal to such people who have the true belief, the true faith in their hearts. Yani they will never have an inclination towards those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يودون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا أباؤهم. No matter how close they are to them in worldly relationship, آباؤهم أو أبناؤهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم, أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان, for those Allah has inscribed iman, faith in their hearts, and strengthened them with a spirit from him, وأيدهم بروح منه, he strengthened them with a spirit or life in their hearts from him, وأيدهم بروح منه. in the rest of it, which he does not mention here, وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, and he will admit them into gardens, underneath of which gardens, rivers flow, and in which they will abide forever. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ, Allah is pleased with them, and they are with him. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, those are the group or the party of Allah, truly the party of Allah are the ones who will be winners or will be successful. وقال تعالى أفنجعل المسلمين كالمجرمين, should we make the Muslimin like the mujrimin, like the criminals, the Muslims like the criminals? And he says أم نجعل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كالمفسدين في الأرض أم نجعل المتقين كالفجار, or would we make those who believe and do well, do good deeds, like those who do evil on earth, or would we make those who have taqwa like those who are corrupt? That's not possible. That is, وقال تعالى أم حسب الذين اجترحوا السيئات أن نجعلهم كالذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سواء محياهم ومماتهم سَاءَمَا يَحْكُمُونَ, which means, or have those who committed sins in great amounts, have they assumed that we will make them like those who believe and do good, both in their life and in their death? Indeed, it is wrong what they assume. So it is again impossible for such thing, that Allah will make those who do good like those who do not, or those who or that one would have take as friends those who do good or those like those who do not. وقال تعالى وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير ولا الظلمات ولا النور ولا الظل ولا الحرور وما يستوي الأحياء ولا الأموات, they are never equal, the blind and the seeing, nor the darkness and the light, nor the shade and the heat, nor would they be equal, the ones who are alive and the one who are dead. That is, the one whose hearts are alive, that's the most important, and the ones whose hearts are dead. وقال تعالى ضرب الله مثلا رجلا فيه شركاء متشاكسون ورجلا سلما لرجل هل يستويان مثلا, Allah has given the example of two people, one of them رجلا فيه شركاء متشاكسون, a man who is owned by partners that are in disagreement among each other. That is, one of them, they are in disagreement, so one of them says do this, the other say no, do this. So one of them says go up, the other says no, go down. The other says go that way, the other says go this way. And he has to obey all of them. How could he do that? وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا لِرَجُلٍ, the other one is a man who is purely owned by one man, by one person. هل يستويان مثلا, can they be equal? No. Similarly, the mu'min, the first type is the mushrik. The mushrik has so many ones to obey, his desire, the god, this god and that god and that god, and the believer has only one god to obey. So can they be equal? They cannot be equal. وقال تعالى almost at the end of this ayah that he listed one after another to support the same meaning. وقال تعالى ضرب الله مثلا عبدا مملوكا لا يقدر على شيء وهو كل على ضرب الله مثلا عبدا مملوكا لا يقدر على شيء ومن رزقناه منا رزقا حسنا فهو ينفق منه سرا وجهرا هل يستوون الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون وضرب الله مثل رجلين أحدهما أبكم لا يقدر على شيء وهو كل على مولاه أينما يوجهه لا يأتي بخير هل يستوي هو من يأمر بالعدل وهو على صراط مستقيم. So, this is from Surah Al-Nahl, and let me read the meaning from here, it will be easier inshallah. Nahl 75, he says Allah sets forth a parable of two men. One of them, no, the first one here. Allah sets forth the parable of two men. One of them a slave under the control of another or the possession of another. He has no power of any sort. وهو كل على مولاه. No, لا يقدر على شيء. He has no power of any sort. And the other, a man on whom we have bestowed goodly favors. ومن رزقناه رزقا حسنا فهو ينفق منه سرا وجهرا. So that he can spend of it in secret and in the open. هل يستويان؟ هل يستوون؟ Can they be equal? Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. But most of them do not know. So the two examples are the example of a person who has no power, no ability, no knowledge, which is the disbeliever, and the other is the believer whom Allah has given him the knowledge, the ability, the favors, and he can use them in his obedience. Also, the next ayah, and also Allah sets forth a parable of two men. One of them dumb, with no power of any sort. أَبْكَمُ لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ كَلٌّ عَلَى مَوْلَاهُ. And also a wearisome burden is he on his, to his master. That is, his master has to take care of him. Instead of him fulfilling the wishes of his master has to take care of him and serve him. Whichever way he directs him, he brings no good. He cannot bring a good because he has limitations. Is such a man equal with one who commands justice and is on a straight way? قال صراط المستقيم وقال تعالى لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. They cannot be equal, the people of the fire and the people of the garden or the Jannah. The people of the Jannah are indeed the ones who are successful or winners. ونظائر ذلك مما يفرق الله فيه بين أهل الحق والباطل. And there are similar ayah, that is, in which Allah Azza wa Jal segregates between the people of truth and the people of falsehood. وأهل الطاعة وأهل المعصية, and the people of obedience and those of disobedience. وأهل البر وأهل الفجور, and the people of righteousness and the people of corruption. وأهل الهدى والضلال, and the people of guidance and the people of misguidance. وأهل الغي وأهل الرشاد, and the people of transgression and the people of being upright. وأهل الصدق والكذب, and the people of truthfulness and the people of lying. So there are many ayat in which Allah tells us that these people are different. They will never be equal, they will never be treated equally, they will never have the same kind of ends. فمن شهد الحقيقة الكونية دون الحقيقة الدينية سوى بين هذه الأجناس المختلفة التي فرق الله بينها غاية التفريق. يوهن أدن.
صلى على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة سيادة الفضيلة وبعث وقال محمد الذي وكفى.
So he continues by saying فمن شهد الحقيقة الكونية دون الحقيقة الدينية, that is the one who admits to the natural reality or truth, the truth of the created nature of Allah Azza wa Jal, دون الحقيقة الدينية, but not the religious truth, سوى بين هذه الأجناس المختلفة, he would make all of these different types similar, equal. Why? Because he said all of this is decreed by Allah. Allah has decreed that this one will be disobedient, this one will be disobedient, this one will be liar, this one will be truthful, this one will be hypocrite, this one will be sincere, and so on. سوى بين هذه الأجناس المختلفة التي فرق الله بينها غاية التفريق. Those different types that Allah has segregated in the most obvious way. سلام عليكم الله. حتى تقول به هذه التسوية إلى أن يسوي بين الله وبين الأصنام. To the extent that he would make Allah equal to the idols. The person who does that. كما قال تعالى عنهم, as Allah said about them, تالله إن كنا لفي ضلال مبين إذ نسويكم برب العالمين. That is on the day of judgment they will say this, the disbelievers will say this, by Allah we have indeed been in great misguidance when we have equaled you to the Lord of the peoples. إذ نسويكم برب العالمين بل قد آل الأمر بهؤلاء إلى أن سووا الله بكل موجود. Furthermore, or even more than that, some of those have got to the point of making Allah equal to every created thing, everything, every being. وَجَعَلُوا مَا يَسْتَحِقُّهُ مِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ وَالطَّاعَةِ حَقًّا لِكُلِّ مَوْجُودٍ. And they made whatever he deserves of ibadah, of worship and obedience, a right to every being. إِذْ جَعَلُوهُ هُوَ وُجُودَ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. Because they made him the existence of all creatures or created things. And these are the people that we usually refer to them as the people of Wahdat al-Wujud, that they, the unity of the creation, that is, they say everything is one. Allah is what's the word for it in English? That is when, you know, like the Christians, when they say that he represents himself or expresses himself in the form of the Son, and the same in the form of the Holy Spirit, and the form, there's a word for it in English. What is it?
Trinity.
No, but that's what is the act that he takes, that he can appear in different forms, manifests himself, right? So yeah, there is also another way, but manifest is good, that he manifests himself in different forms. So they say that Allah created everything and he manifests himself in all his creation. So he manifests himself in the forms of the every single thing that you see. Everything is part is Allah, and Allah is everything. These are the people of Wahdat al-Wujud, which is a clear kufr, as you see from this. And this is, you know, because of their great confusion between the ubudiyyah and the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between the rububiyyah and the ubudiyyah. So they do not understand, when you say la ilaha illallah, they understand it to mean there is la rabba illallah, there is no lord except Allah, there is no creator except Allah, which is true, but they do not go beyond to say la ma'buda bihaqqin illallah, none deserves to be worshipped truly other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they do not go to that point. When they stop at this first point, they get into all this sort, these sorts of confusion, as you have seen, and we went through it logically until we get to this point. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْكُفْرِ وَالْإِلْحَادِ بِرَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْكُفْرِ وَالْإِلْحَادِ بِرَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. This is of the worst forms of disbelief toward or in regard to the Lord of the peoples. وَهَؤُلَاءِ يصل بهم الكفر إلى أنهم لا يشهدون أنهم عباد. Those get to the point where they do not even admit that they are creatures. لا بمعنى أنهم معبدون ولا بمعنى أنهم عابدون. Because we said that they do not admit that they are عباد, that they are servants of Allah. They are عبدs. In the meaning, in both of the meanings. معبدون. معبدون means that they are what we said the word for it, paved or subdued to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor in the meaning that they are worshippers of Allah. They do not accept both of these. They are not subdued to Allah and they are not worshippers of Allah. That's what they say. إِذْ يَشَدُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ هِيَ الْحَقِّ. Because they admit or they realize in themselves that they are the truth, the ultimate truth. كَمَا صَرَّحَ بِذَلِكَ طَوَاغِيْتُهُمْ. Like their greatest deviants have mentioned clearly, have declared, such as Ibn Arabi, like Ibn Arabi, Sahib al-Fusus, that he has a book called Fusus al-Hikam, which has a great, you know, descriptions salam wa rahmatullah of disobedience, of kufr. كان صرح بذلك طواغيتهم كابن عربي صاحب الفصوص وأمثاله وأمثاله الملحدين المفترين and similar disbelievers like him كابن سبعين وأمثاله such as ابن سبعين and people like him ويشهدون أنهم هم العابدون والمعبودون. They say, declare that they are the worshippers and the ones who are being worshipped at the same time, so they equal them to Allah, themselves to Allah. Ibn Arabi, let me see, he died in 638 Hijri. توفي سنة 638 و600 وابن سبعين توفي سنة 69 و600 69, that's when he died. لا لا ما سنة 669 هجري وهداك 638 هجري يعني قبله بثلاثين سنة تقريبا. وهذا ليس بشهود لحقيقة لا كونية ولا دينية. And what they say does not represent their understanding or realization of any reality, whether it is كونية, a reality relating to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor dinia, nor a religious reality. بل هو ضلال وعمى عن شهود الحقيقة الكونية. Rather, it is misguidance and blindness from being able to witness the truth of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because why? Because if someone has the eyes, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Wouldn't they walk over the earth and have hearts with which they can discern, or eyes or ears with which they hear, or eyes with which they can see, and so on. So if people go over the earth and see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they understand it properly, they realize the greatness of the Creator and that they must submit to Him with full submission. So that way the reality of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of His rububiyyah, leads immediately to the reality and truth of the religion, the religious truth, that He must be worshipped alone without any partners. So that is why what they say is not a realization or understanding of neither the kawni nor the dini, the shari'i realities. بل هو ضلال وعمى, rather it is misguidance and blindness from witness understanding the الحقيقة الكونية, the truth in regard to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of account of commanding things to be and they are. حيث جعل وجود الخالق هو وجود المخلوق هو وجود المخلوق, because they made the existence of the Creator the same, they equal it with the existence of the created things, of the creatures. وَجَعَلُوا كُلَّ وَصْفٍ مَذْمُومٍ وَمَمْدُوحٍ نَعْتًا لِلْخَالِقِ وَالْمَخْلُوقِ. And they made by that every description, whether it is a good or bad description, that is applicable to the Creator and to the created. إِذْ وُجُودُ هَذَا هُوْ وُجُودُ هَذَا عِنْدَهُمْ. Because according to them, the existence of this is the same as the existence of that, which means the existence of the Creator and the created is the same according to them. أَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَعَوَامُهُمْ وَخَوَاصُّهُمْ الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. قِيلَ مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ؟ قَالَ أَهْلُ الْقُرْآنِ هُمْ أَهْلُ اللَّهِ وَخَاصَّتُهُ, فهؤلاء يعلمون أن الله رب كل شيء وخالقه, وأن الخالق سبحانه مباين للمخلوق ليس هو حالا فيه ولا متحدا به ولا وجوده وجوده. So we stop here and let me translate it. Yeah, he says, as for the believers, those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, whether the common among them or the more elite of them, they are the people of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about them, inna lillahi ahlina min an-nas. Allah has people related to him, that is not related family relation, but the people that he loves among the people, inna lillahi ahlina min an-nas, from among the people. And he was asked, who are they, O Allah's messenger? He said, they are Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran, whom Ahlullah wa khassatuh, they are the people of Allah, and they are salam, the ones who are specific to him. Those people, this hadith is Hassan, and those people, they understand that Allah is the Lord of everything and the owner and the creator of everything, that the creator subhanahu wa ta'ala is different from the created things and does not manifest himself in it nor unify himself with it, and that his existence is not like the existence